I am excited today that we have Paul and Sonia Brau with us. Paul has been our pastor at our Midwest church. We, as Boyd Avenue, sponsor a church up in Midwest. And they've been there faithfully serving. Paul, how long have you been in Midwest serving as a pastor? Been a long time. It's been a long time. Been involved in that church since we first started meeting as a church. And I think when our first public worship services, they came and were part of that. And so Paul's going to come and deliver the message, and you'll hear from him, hear from his heart, and we're excited to have him with us today.
Appreciate you guys letting me be here. I guess I got to thinking about what Ed said. I guess it's been quite a while that you guys came out there, and I remember I was in a position that I was not saying I gave up on God, but I was at a place in my life where I was tired of churches, tired of Christians. I had seen churches and Christians that were supposed to love them be loving each other and caring for each other, and all I could see was how they didn't. I was on that other side. I'd been saved when I was younger, in my 20s. I've lived in Midwest and Edgerton since 1981. I was saved in 1989. I was 23, 24 years old. And I started going to church after I'd asked Christ into my life. And I started seeing and reading what the Word said about love and about the way we're supposed to love each other and the way we're supposed to love the lost world, that we're supposed to be a light to those around us. And as I was at church, I didn't see that. You know, I didn't see that. I saw the fighting and the bickering and the hate and the way that church was treating each other. And I walked away from it. And for a few years, I walked away. And then this church started out there, and I don't know what year it was. It probably 2005. 2006. So it's been a while, and I met the man that started that. Well, you guys started that church, but the man that was the first pastor there, Gary, and he taught me what we were doing was not love. What we were doing in the church that I was before and the way we were living wasn't real love. That real love can only come from God. And we'll look at some of those verses today. And the thing is what we're looking at today is we as a church need to come together in unity. We have to come together and make some decisions, I believe. And one of the most important decisions that we need to decide is the way we're going to treat the people that we see today. I have a lot of friends that, when we look at people, some of them are Christians, and the way they look at people it's not right. Especially what we see today, what's going on in the news media. The way you look at the news media, it makes me have a heart of not love. And the way I see people treating each other throughout our nation, it's not love. And the Bible teaches us that we're supposed to love the most undesirable. Why do I know that? Because God loved me. And I know that before I accepted Christ as my Savior, I was very undesirable. Very undesirable to those around me, to those that were my family, those that I was supposed to treat good, but I never knew how. And when I accepted Christ as my Savior, I started learning how to love people and how to care for people. I know that I probably should be telling you more about what we're doing out there, but what we're doing out there is we're loving people. That's one of the most important things as a church, is to show the love of Christ, isn't it? Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be reaching out to the people. And the kind of love that I'm talking about, and if you'll turn with me to 1 Corinthians 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The kind of love that we're supposed to love is not the kind of love that the world speaks about. Not the kind of love that we hear in songs. Not the kind of love that, you know, the man and woman loving each other, that type of love that you hear in songs and you see in movies. And it's not that kind of love. It's a kind of love that goes out. And it's like me and my wife always told our children from the time they were little, love, real love, comes from your hands and it comes from your feet. You go out and you show people that you love them. You use your hands to help people. You use your life to glorify Christ and people to see that. That's the kind of love we're going to speak about today. Not that kind of ooey stuff and gooey stuff that you see in the movies. We're going to talk about real love. Let me tell you a story here real quick. I do a lot of reading about military stuff because I love history and I love those kind of things. And one of the stories that always comes back to my mind, and you can never compare this to the love that Christ showed to the world, right? There's many stories we see where people have given their lives. People have sacrificed all they had. I remember a story years ago about a man that they wouldn't let him go into this prison camp to witness to the people that were there. And the only way that he could do that, they said, there's one way. You have to give up everything you have. You have to come in as a prisoner and you have to live here and be one of them. That is the only way that we will let you in here. And he was willing to do that. He gave up everything to go in. It's that kind of love that we're going to look at today. If any of you ever heard of a man named John A. Chapman, he was in the Air Force. And he was in a special part of the Air Force. And in the Air Force, they actually have special forces that you never hear about it. But he was in a helicopter with some Navy SEALs. And one of the SEALs was in the door. And they were flying over some hot part of the hill. And the man got shot. And he fell down out of the helicopter. And they landed the helicopter. And before they knew it, they were taking on heavy fire. And you can actually get on YouTube and watch the video. It's quite violent. But you see the heart of John Chapman. He didn't wait for anybody. He shot straight up the hill into heavy fire. For 17 hours, he did nothing but fight. And their helicopter got hit, knocked down. And he was willing to do nothing but give his whole life to save this one man, to get him and to drag him back. This one man was already dead, but he was willing to go in there and to pull him out. And before it was over, 17 hours later, he was dead. But he fought for 17 hours. Not only was he protecting the one man that fell out of trying to retrieve the body of the one man who fell out of the helicopter, he was also trying to protect all those behind him that were in the helicopter that got shot down. He did everything he could. We see that type of love, don't we? We see that even in man sometimes. But the thing is the type of love that we're talking about today is a love that goes beyond that type of love, and it's the love of Christ. He was willing to die for our sins and give his life for us. What we're going to look at in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is we're going to read down here, and I'm going to do something weird that I normally don't do, and I'm going to read from the ESV. I'm a King James guy. I don't care what you read. It's fine, whatever you want to read. But I'm going to read from the English Standard Version of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. No, I have never done this. Yes, I have read it. I read all versions. He says, if I speak in tongues of men and angels, but I do not have love, I am noisy. I'm a noisy gong and of a clanging cymbal. He says, and if I have prophetic powers and I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so that I remove mountains, but I do not have love, he says, I'm nothing. Think about each piece as he reads down through it. Think about what he's saying. He says in verse 3, if I give away everything I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but if I do not have love, I have gained nothing. He says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. It is not rude. It does not insist on its own way. You know, I've met a lot of Christians, and I'm one of them. And I struggle there. I struggle with having my own way. And the Bible tells us that isn't really showing love. If you're willing to force your ideas on other people just because you want to have your own way, that's not showing love. And he goes on, he says, it is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will all pass away. For tongues, they will cease. For all knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. He goes on to say, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child. I reasoned like a child. And when I became a man, I gave up childish ways. And we'll finish that here in just a second. We as Christians, as we grow and we get stronger and we become more like Christ, one of the things that we have to do is we have to put away childish ways. And these things are talking about childish ways, not the ways that we shouldn't treat other people and the ways that we should treat other people. Should treat them with the type of love that comes from God. And that's one of the things that I've learned over the years as a Christian is I can't love you or other people without the love of Christ inside me. And I believe it is a process. It is a thing that happens over time. He says, for we know that we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then shall we know fully, even as I've been fully known. Verse 13 says, so now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these things is love. And obviously what we're going to look at today is love, right? The type of love Christ showed us, the type of love that we have to show others. The Bible teaches us that we as Christians need to learn how to love. Right now, I'm not seeing a lot of love out there around us. I'm not seeing a lot of love on either side or whatever side that you're thinking of. You see the rioters, you see the hate, you see all the protest and all these things. I personally, I have a hard time because I want to side one way or the other. I know you do too. And it's the thing that we as Christians have to come together in unity and make a decision. And what that is we have to choose the side that God would choose, right? That's what we have to choose. I have a lot of friends around me that are very hateful right now, very mad at what's going on. And they want to be mean towards these people and these things that are going on, towards the lies and the news media. You never know what the truth really is. We as Christians have to make a decision to be different. Why should we be different? Because God set us aside. God separated us from the rest of the world. John, if you'll turn with me to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 21. We won't read all that, but we're going to read parts of it. If you'll turn with me over there, please. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 21. John tells us in verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. So if you read these first two verses, 7 and 8, it makes it clear that I don't believe that we really have love. I believe it's hard for us. It's easy for us to love our children. It's easy for us to love our spouse. It's easy for us to love those that we're close to. Almost like we're commanded to, right? But we love them, and it's simple. But what about those that are unlovable? Those that we look at and they disgust us. And you know, that's where we have to stop and start letting God change our mind. Because God is the one that gives us the capability to show real love. To not show jealousy over something and how to love and care for other people. He says in verse 8, he that loveth not does not know God, because God is love. So if we can love, it's because we know God. Verse 9 says, in this we manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. There's so many stories that I've read over the years of people that showed great love, but I don't believe that anybody can compare to the love of Christ, to the love that he gave, going to the cross, dying for our sins. These are the kind of things that we as Christians need to show also to each other. And we'll read that here in John chapter 13, verse 34 through 35. Christ tells us, I'm going to give you a new commandment. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, and that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one towards another. So the first thing we look at is, love only comes from where? Comes from God. I don't think I have the kind of love it takes to love people that are burning down cities. I don't think I have the kind of love that it takes that are killing people needlessly and hurting other people. I don't have that kind of love. But I know where to get it. I know where it comes from. That kind of love only comes from Jesus Christ. One time I was struggling with a problem. I had someone that I thought I had forgiven. I thought that I had gotten over it. And it was 5 years later, that person wrote me a letter. And before, I couldn't even finish the letter. I didn't realize how hateful I was towards that person and how angry I was towards this person for what they had done to me and my family. I was so mad, I threw it in the trash, and I prayed and I said, God, I hate this person. I can't believe what they've done to me. And God says, don't forget what you did to me, Paul. Don't forget that at one time in your life, you were so hateful towards everything and everyone, and all you wanted to do was hurt people. Don't forget that, Paul. And don't forget that I forgave you for that. I heard these words in my head. Don't forget that I forgave you, and you need to forgive that person for what they've done. And after that day, everything in my life changed. I started looking at people differently. I started looking at them the way Christ looks at people. Meaning, they don't deserve his love. I don't deserve their love, right? I don't deserve his love, but he showed it to me. He showed it to you, and he showed it to other people. And he showed it to the whole world, no matter what color you are, no matter who you are, no matter where you've come from. We have to be willing to forgive those people for what they have done to us. What we see them doing. We have to look at them differently. I read a story of a little lady that spent time in a concentration camp. She was a Christian. And later on in her life, has anybody ever heard of Corrie Ten Boom? If you ever get a chance, you ought to read everything she's ever wrote. It'll change your heart. She saw her family murdered. She saw her friends murdered. She went through some of the hardest things I don't know if I would be able to go through. But Corrie Ten Boom spoke of meeting a man at a church service years after she had come out of this, and Poland was given back its liberty, and the Germans were chased out of Poland. She spoke of a man that walked up to her, and he had a big smile on his face. And he says, "I remember you. You were in the concentration camp." He was one of the soldiers. And she said, "All I could remember is how mean he was to me, and how he hurt me, and how he pushed me down on the ground, and how ignorant and mean they treated me." And she says, "But I had to get beyond that. I had to be able to forgive this man, because this man had been saved. He was saved, accepted Christ as his Savior, and he was a new man." This is something that we have to look at. These people that are destructing and tearing things up, what do we got to do? First thing we got to remember is the love that we need comes from God. The second thing is we got to love the brethren. The third thing is we got to remember that we have to reach out to these people and love them no matter what they've done, no matter what they do, because God at one time looked at us the same way. These people are lost. And see, that's the thing we got to remember, is they're not Christians. They don't know Christ as their Savior. They're being hateful because that's all they know right now. And we as Christians have to love them and care for them no matter what's going on around us. And I know that there's a lot of us here in this room today that have had these thoughts and these things that we think about. I know that it's tough. And one of the things we got to look at is here in John 13, verse 34 through 35. Jesus says in verse 35, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples." So if we love each other, and the world sees that we love and care for each other, it says here, this is how people are going to know that you're my children. This is the only way that they'll know. And he's trying to tell them and teach them that. And we as Christians have to do the same. We have to reach out. And we reach out one by loving each other. If we don't love each other, if you see people fighting, if you see Christians fighting, what's the first thing you think? You think, you know, I don't see God here. And that's what the world is doing today. We got to be careful as a church how we decide to respond to what's going on around us. We have to be careful. We need to treat these people just like we read in the, Jesus speaks about the Good Samaritan. That's, to me, is a good lesson for us, because we need to reach out to these people. Since the time our children were young, we've always taught them, no matter what, we have to love the sinner. And of course, you've always heard, love the sinner, not their sin. But these are things that we have to be willing to do, willing to bring people in, no matter what's going on in their lives, no matter if it's a broken home. Years ago, I seen Christians treat these kind of people kind of badly and shun them. Oh, you know, that guy's wife left him, you know, and they kind of push those kind of people off to the side, and that's evil. It's sinful. It's not what we as Christians need to do. We need to make sure that we treat everybody with the love of Christ, no matter what's going on in them people's lives. We've let people come into our church, and we love them. People that have had broken relationships, people that are not married. We bring them in and we love them. And you love them until they see Christ. You love them until they get saved. You love them until they make a dedication to Christ and get baptized. You love them all the way through that, even though they've been married before. I know it's not so much a problem today, but I know many years ago it was. was people were so judgmental, especially us, because Christians. And we've done this. We've brought people like this in, and we love them no matter what. We love them no matter what their background and no matter what their jail record is. We have. I mean, we had a couple come in one time that was from New York. We didn't hold it against them. we loved them anyway. And I married them a year later. We met him, and they turned out to be great friends of ours. We married them, and now they're living outside of Casper, building a home out here in the hills. And they're, you know, they both had records. They both had, and you know, you have to quit being judgmental towards these kind of people and love them and care for them. I mean, we never even talked to them about those things. We didn't care. All we care about and should care about as Christians is what? Love and their soul. What about their soul? What about where they're going? You know, when I walk up to somebody, one of the first things that always pops in my mind is, I wonder if this person will spend eternity in hell. I mean, that's a kind of thing that we as Christians need to start putting in our minds. We see somebody doing something wrong, instead of looking at them and saying, I wonder if this person knows Christ. That is one of the things. I think that's real love, is to start looking at people in that way. I appreciate you guys letting me come up here. You can't really look at the church out there and say, you know, how big it's getting. I think you need to look at it more like how many people we're reaching. That's one of the things, one of our goals is to try to keep doing things to be able to talk to more people, different types of people and more people around us. People move into town, we try to love them, try to go meet them and spend time with them. And people come and people seem to go. But we always make sure that we share the love of Christ. Make sure they know Jesus as their Savior. And if they don't, that they know that what we believe, that we know what the Word says.
And we've been challenged by God's Word here this morning, motivated by love. Got to spend some time with Paul and Sonia in Midwest and the ministries that Haven of Rest does up there. And they love their community. And they're invested in their community. They love their community. And so this morning, we're challenged by that love. Do we love those around us? Do we love like Christ did? Think about your life and your response to what God would have for you.